I'm doing that thing where I wait towards the end of the day where I actually do a chunk of walking. Not the most exhilarating of cardiovascular exercises, but it's something I'm doing, and it's better to do it than not. And no matter how much I walk today, I'm not going to be able to offset the massive pasta and delicious sauce I rustled up. I will say it's delicious because I rustled it up. Not that I don't have delicious pasta sauces normally. I just got a thing for my own. And it's sitting heavy because I probably overindulged. So yeah, I'd need a good few miles tonight to shift that. I was kind of warming up for the fact the day after tomorrow I'll be in Italy. Turin, to be precise. And, God, I'm just walking into some trees and some this beautiful scene of kind of backlit gravestones and birds that were slightly surprised that I walked up to them, and battlements, and kind of a secret door, which isn't that secret because it's visible, obviously, in a wall leading into a building built in the 1100s as I take a shortcut through the village. And where was I? Yes, so I'm between the Garmin Vivo Fit step counting fitness band and the Fitbit Charge HR, I've opted to stick with the lesser spec'd, believe it or not, in some ways, and more better spec'd in others, the Garmin Vivo Fit 2. I actually handed my Vivo Fit 1 over to the other half because she was keen to get competitive, and I'm all for that. And the Fitbit Charge HR I just gave to a friend yesterday. Before I totally slate the fact that I was getting more emails off that device than I was from some friends, because well, friends connect in different ways nowadays, but also the battery kept saying, oh, I'm getting low, emailing me, I'm getting low, which is a nice feature, but not when you want it every other day. And when I spoke to Fitbit and said, why is it going down so much? And they're like, have you got all your features turned on? Well, of course I have. Well, if you turn them all off, and I'm like, I jokingly said, so if I turn everything off and put it in the drawer, it's going to work longer. Oh yeah, you'll get at least 5 days, they said. Whether they misread me or not, I don't know, but it was hilarious. I screen grabbed it because it just felt like it was a lot of work for some wearable technology that I didn't want to think about. And I haven't done with the Garmin Vivo Fit 1, because I've worn it for a big chunk of time. A year, maybe? I don't know. And then the screen, the kind of e-paper screen, dropped out a couple of times. And I took that as reading, well, it's a year. Maybe I need to change the battery. And I literally just walked into a random watch repairer shop in, where was I at the time? Chicago. And swapped the batteries out for a couple of dollars. And I'm thinking, that's what I want. I don't want extra cables that I have to carry around and make sure that no matter where I am in the world, I have this weird, unique to Fitbit cable and then charge it every other couple of days. You're going to forget. I want a continuous stream of archived data, preferably with a company that doesn't necessarily know how to monetize that, as well as, say, for example, Fitbit. But lots of reasons. Waterproofness. There's a couple of interesting new features on the Vivo Fit. I'll tell you in a minute. But I gave the Garmin HR to somebody who is just getting mobile again after a stroke. And this is somebody that's around the same age as mine. And he had a pretty epic incident. And it was just horrible to hear about. Obviously, a lot more horrible for him, as you know, he's got two kids and they'd just moved to another country. And, you know, he forgot how to walk. He couldn't walk and couldn't speak and just had this terrible fire in the brain, as I saw it once on an advertisement. And all the neurons and everything getting disrupted and disconnected and destroyed, and he's having to remap all of those things that we all take for granted. And this was August last year, but now when he arrived with the family yesterday, and he got out the car and he's standing there walking and hugging. It was so, so good to see. I can't tell you how good it was to see that. Rehabilitation still has another good 2 years before you're going to realise, you know, what percentage of his faculties, fingers crossed, the brain being as amazing as all of them, he's going to get back. Conversation was interesting because he's very limited to a number of, only a few words. Yes, no. Wow, and kids' names and other words that probably didn't come up, but you can see just how horribly frustrating it was being totally understanding of everything that was going on and everything everybody's saying and taking everything in and then wanting to respond and not being able to. I can't even begin to imagine what that's like. But exercise and physiotherapy and mind exercises are a very big part of his life now, and I was looking at that Fitbit that I've forgotten to put it on because you have to take it off every time you get in the shower. I'd forgotten to put it on, and I do love the fact you can see your heart rate in real time on it. Same thing the Apple Watch is going to do, I guess. And it had been sat on my bedside table for the last week, and I just thought, what a waste. No, it isn't a waste. So I gave it to my friend, and I really hope he gets some good use out of it and starts being able to kind of game himself in the long road to recovery. So the VivaFit 2 is on my arm now, and I kind of don't mind the little beep it gives you when you've met your goal, but I very much enjoy the beep it gives you when it says you've been sat there a little bit too long and you look down and that red bar is crawling along. I call it the dance bar, because if I am in the house, I'll put the radio on, have a bit of a boogie, or walk back from the office, which is my shed, to the house and back, a cup of tea, and normally it's gone. It just makes you get up and exert yourself that little bit, and that's meant to be all you need. What else does it do? It seems to sync better than before. I'm sure it's got some of the very cool features. Fitbit sent me the Fitbit HR Charge to try out, and I do appreciate it, but I must admit I went and bought the Garmin VivaFit 2, and that in itself, and I have no contact with the company at all. I don't work for them. I've never had any contact with them. I've tried to talk to them, but you don't get anything at all. But they don't seem to be that plugged in when it comes to social or answering questions online. And I'm, it's a testament to how much I love its simplicity, and the fact that the whistles and bells we're bolting onto stuff is too soon for ease of use and convenience of use, because battery technology has got a long way to go. There's lots of talk today online about new aluminium batteries, which sound amazing, charge really fast, and can be recharged many more times than the standard battery technology we have. With nickel metal hydrides and that now, but we're a long way off before they can have the same kind of capacity for the size that they are being built. So wearable technology for me doesn't or shouldn't mean, in my opinion, high maintenance. It should be, put it on. If I had to fiddle, adjusting my jacket every time I wore it, it would feel like a burden. I know I have to do my shoelaces up every time I put them on, but it's not like I've got to wash my shoelaces every week or tweak them and fiddle them or put my shoes in special storage every time I take it off. So I guess you see where I'm going with this. It's a pain in the bum having all the whistles and bells and then having to charge, and then along come a company that think, well, hang on. I mean, it's backlit now as well. This new one is backlit. So the one thing that did my head in with the VivaFit 1 was at night time I had to turn on my phone. People walking behind me having a lovely time. Had to turn on my phone in order to see the Fitbit band Garmin Vivo Fit 1 in order to see if it was in sleep mode before I went to sleep. And that's one thing the Fitbit does very well. It just knows when you go to sleep and then adjusts it accordingly. And for some reason, I think the Vivo Fit 2 is doing that, because I'm sure I've forgotten to set it a couple of times and it's actually registered my sleep. Maybe they're having to play around with the software, because it should be something very easy to do when it correlates and does stuff when you sync. So yeah, that's my take on the Vivo Fit 2 versus the Garmin, the Vivo Fit 2 versus the Fitbit Charge HR. And I think, yes, I am going to miss the heart rate monitor, but how often do I use it? It was just a novelty. The novelty kind of wore off after I'd seen what my heart rate was like before I was doing a big talk in front of lots of people and not. And I've got a heart rate monitor I can throw into my bag if I know I'm going to be doing some extra cycling, or I really want to measure my performance in those regards. So, yeah. That's like an extra 30 quid, I think, for the times that you need it. That's all I have to say on those things. I know there's a million and one of different fitness bands coming out. I've thought even about, you know, I watched the video for the Apple Watch today, and what did I like? I like maps on your wrist, so you're not constantly looking at your phone when you're trying to navigate yourself around a city. That's kind of seemed to be an okay thing. Didn't really get too overwhelmed with all the other stuff, because I don't know how you can message effectively and you trust Siri is going to do stuff for you, and when it gets it wrong, how do you edit it? And yeah, I'm not completely blown away by it. If I get the Apple Watch, it'll probably be to the detriment of the good, honest working technology I have in my arm now, because I've still got to carry my phone around. And do I really want to spend that massive chunk of money to have what is, to a certain extent, not particularly mind-blowing functionality? It will be oh, I've got to get it because everybody's asking me about it, and part of my job is to understand, you know, wearable tech as well as other tech. It definitely won't be because it's a status symbol, because I've pretty much given up wearing watches at the moment. Garmin is the only thing taking up wrist real estate at the moment. So, right, I'm approaching my destination. If I look at my wrist, what are we on? 600 steps. That'll probably take me up to my front door. So, thanks for being with me on this ramble in more ways than one, and whatever you're doing. Hope you're getting your steps in and watching your blood pressure and all that kind of stuff. I do think it's an important thing to do with today's lifestyle, especially when we spend so much time sitting around looking at screens. You leave these things unattended and, you know, your body can backfire on you, as did happen with a good friend of mine. And it's making me think even more so about taking health a little bit more seriously. Better late than never, I suppose. God.